This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, if you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid Mrs. Motherfucker's Baldwin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to find this fucking tape.
I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
The D-Man in me!
Ooh. Yeah, dig it. Turkey Day tomorrow. Yeah, brother.
By the way, I'm not in a bad fucking mood,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, you are. Yeah, well,
I'm so not. Me and Billy are laughing at the shit you're writing.
You were yelling at me.
Because you're fucking
you
dumb.
Down.
Hold on.
See?
Hold
you're
on.
In a bad mood.
No, I'm not in a bad mood. You're dumb. You clean shit.
Yeah.
Unplug half the shit that's yours in here, which
good.
I understand. But then you go, oh, I didn't clean.
I didn't.
And then when I go, Joe, you fucking clean in here, right? Yeah.
Would you rather see me clean?
I'd rather you just tell the fucking truth. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, please.
The day before Turkey Day, your pre-Thanksgiving. Let's say this is your pre-Thanksgiving piece of ham.
What's your favorite side dish, Uncle?
Your mom. Shut up. I'm in the middle of the entrance. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. We're live on hamradioshow.com. We are also live on Facebook in the Facebook Live Suite. Fully functioning and ready to go. Edgar's in there. Gazi's in there. Retarded. Wendy the Retard is in there.
Oh!
Jay Jason Alexander in there, yeah. Ash in there, a whole bunch of Trevor's in there. You know,
oh,
Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
Hi, Ash.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a good pre-Thanksgiving day to all. Let's hear from Danny. Danny? Good job, Danny. Danny not here today.
Where is he at?
He is not in the building.
What a wacky guy.
What a wacky shooting Bambi right now.
Maybe.
In the middle of the woods, jacking off in a treetop. I don't know what he's doing.
How come we never get any venison?
Because half the time he never gets anything.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes he'll get something and it's like, you know, he'll take pictures of it and everything.
Yeah.
And it'll be a 10-point buck and he'll be all happy and everything.
And he'll kill it.
And that's it. By the way, Ash says, howdy, Captain.
Hiya, boys.
How you doing? How you doing? What's up?
Yeah.
For Wendy the retard, I wanted to say what's going on. Danny is MIA. Danny is not MIA. We know exactly where the fuck
he is.
Right.
He's in the woods.
He's shooting Bambi. As we speak,
yes.
He is in a fucking treetop,
right.
Covered in camouflage, yeah. Probably doing a scene from Platoon.
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly the line is he's doing, but... Obviously, the deers are Charlie, and he is the American that is sent to kill Charlie. That is his plan.
I think he's doing a scene
That's
from
what
Deliverance.
He might do Deliverance later if he goes deeper into the woods.
Yes,
we're going into
this
the woods.
What he's hoping
wee,
for.
Wee,
I don't know.
You got a pretty mouth. Squeal like a pig.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Shut up, Dante. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're all over the place today because I'm in pajama pants.
I know.
That's how we're rolling today because it is, of course, the pre-Thanksgiving day.
This is the biggest
night of the year. Everybody goes out,
yeah.
And we got a shit ton of people pre-gaming with us here on the Ham Radio Show.
How about a Fresca?
I would enjoy a Fresca right now. But I digress.
A little Absolut, it'd be fine.
Delicious. Ooh. Absolut Fresca, and you put a little splash of lemonade just to cut through everything. Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to
get
laid.
That's all you need to get laid, Rodney. It's just that drink right there.
There you go.
And if you hang out with Cosby, you just take his kind of foam and, you know, fizzle. But what are you going to do? It's crazy.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever get a girl?
What, drug a girl?
Yeah,
One time.
Oh, you mean drink? Drink, yeah. You're not a drugger, right?
I'm not a drugger of women.
No, they just,
when they say no, I just scamper away.
Yeah.
Like a normal fucking man.
Find another girl.
What am I, Charlie Rose?
Yeah. Oh. What the hell?
Jesus Christ, another one. Charlie Rose added
Charlie
to the mix.
Rose,
in
yeah.
the shower.
Holy Christ.
Well, oh, yeah, by the way, Joe was asking me like a numbnut.
Yeah.
He goes, what the fuck is, I put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
He goes, what the fuck is the shower trick?
I didn't know.
That was the main plot line of what happened with Charlie Rose.
His main trick of what he would do. Yeah, but
he would bring a girl, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
He would bring a girl home.
Yeah.
They would go out.
Yeah.
Right? For like work. And I'm using air quotes.
Okay.
Okay? For work.
Yeah.
Okay? Then what they would do is he would go, oh, I got to swing back to my house. And do something real quick. Goes back to the house and goes, you know what? While we're already here, I'm going to jump in the shower.
A likely story.
And then what he would do is he would do one of two things.
Yeah.
The chick would see Charlie in the shower. He'd leave the door open. Which means he probably had a massive hog.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. Even at 75, it probably was massive.
Get her hot.
Then number two, the other trick he would do
is
he would do the turkey trot. In honor of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And he'd walk bare ass through a room and with the hopes.
Totally naked.
Totally naked. With the hopes that you would see his twig and two berries.
That's what
he was hoping for.
Not even a towel?
Glistening from the fresh shower.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I know somebody that used to do that at hotels. Like, they'd go on road trips wherever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the maids in the hallway, and he'd come out with a towel. Hey, and he'd like chase
and
the
towel would drop.
And the towel would drop. I need more towels.
Room service.
I did that to maids. I'm not gonna lie. I've done that to maids.
Yeah,
I've had maids have checked it out too.
Did it work?
Yeah.
The Charlie Rose thing doesn't really surprise me because
none of them surprise me now.
I've watched CBS News morning show or whatever, and there were little hints back and forth like. Gail would say something and he would snicker like, hey, you know.
Oh, it was right. There was a lot of awkward moments on the morning show.
It wasn't awkward. It was, they were playfully mentioning
things.
Dude,
John Oliver made a segment on his show. I swear to God, I'll find it right now.
I believe it.
There was a segment on the,
yeah,
what's John, last week tonight.
Last week tonight. He's a funny dude, though.
He had a segment on his show where they would play awkward clips from the CBS Morning Show because it would happen all the fucking time.
There were a lot of fucking things.
And hold on, people. I'm on YouTube. Oh. Give me a second.
It'll shut you off.
This week tonight.
Last week tonight.
Whatever. this week tonight.
Yeah. All right. About
CBS
an hour ago.
Morning. Wait, hold on. Break some news yet.
I'm not going to break news.
You're going to break wind?
I did that already. I had rice and beans.
I thought so.
All right, here we go. Last week tonight, more of the CBS Morning Show's awkward sex talk.
Right.
All right? So it's a segment on a show because it happens so frequently.
This morning's awkward sex talk.
It's always good to come back home. Always. I don't care where
you've
been.
It's like you got a tan.
You noticed, yeah. Welcome back to CBS This Morning. He's right. I did. Charlie likes black people. Charlie, it's not good to date coworkers. So
very by touchy feely, Charlie Rose. Yeah. By the way, just want to bring that up. Very touchy feely to Gail King.
I thought only she always touched her knee or something. You know?
Wait, what? You both talked at the same time. What, Joe?
I said I thought all he did was touch her knee, and that was
Fuck that. He touched her a lot.
Leave me alone.
But we had a good time, didn't we?
We had a really good time. More on that later. Yeah.
Evil fucking laughter.
Never tells.
Charlie, don't you?
What, Billy? Because Billy's like, do you see?
They throw shit back and forth so often. So, like, when it came out, it was like, all right. Yeah. You know, you kind of expected it.
Well, it's not a shock. I mean, I get that.
Find it attractive when women make the first move?
Absolutely. I was going to say that.
It's endearing.
Yeah. I do.
There's no reason to think a man is not going to like you because you come over.
I only look at Charlie's suit every day. He always looks handsome in blue, I think.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Do you two want to be alone?
Charlie, you have a little tickle in your throat, but you don't think it's...
A little cold coming, you know.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that cold from?
I think I got it from her last week.
Next time we'll take a break from kissing. Sorry about that.
Hey, you like sweet things.
I do,
you
do, but not cupcakes.
I know you like sweet things.
Charlie Rose getting some fucking kisses.
Yeah.
All right, but see, this is what I brought up. All right, so going back to the question that I brought up before.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Okay, which I'm not doubting.
Yeah.
By the way, what up, Nick, in the Facebook Live suite, as well as Linda and Rich in there.
Trish
actually,
in
that's
there.
We got a whole bunch of people going on over
Trish
there.
Is in there. Trish
Hi,
in there.
Peoples.
Danny Moff up in the biz itch. I love Danny Moff. Now, okay, my question was this. It was actually a statement. It wasn't really a question. Sexual harassment is only sexual harassment when the person it's being issued towards, right? Whenever I'm dealing it towards, finds that they're being harassed sexually.
Yeah, if it's rejection.
Okay, so now it's rejection.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore it's subjective. Because let's go back to Charlie Rose for a second. Charlie Rose... walking through his own home naked in a flirtatious way. I'm not saying that he's right.
You think he
I'm saying what he's doing. What he's doing is absolutely wrong. But if the girl, the woman, and you can make it even if it was from a gay side, if the dude looked over and liked what he saw, where exactly?
Oh no, that's okay.
But you see what I'm saying? But then it's subjective.
That becomes misconduct.
Yeah. Well,
but is it misconduct if you like it?
Yeah.
If you're okay, see, this is my point. Yeah. If you like it, is it misconduct? Is it sexual misconduct?
Yeah.
Is it freaky deaky
it's
time?
It's about the signals you send out. If the girl is sending out certain signals and you misread them, you know, and you make an advance and it's rejected, okay, you get a pass on that. But the next time you do it, you don't get a pass. It's bad stuff.
Joe, I had to turn your mic up. You're a little low. So either move the mic towards your face
or
speak up a little bit.
I'm right on the mic.
All right, but the fact of the matter is, that's my point.
Yeah.
What Joe just said is kind of, even though you couldn't hardly hear it.
I can hardly hear it.
I know, because you turned your headphones
down. No, what I said was, If you get
by the way, Pervy
single,
the clown up in the
hey, baby.
In the Facebook live stream, the perfect man to answer those questions.
If you get
right.
certain signals yeah. from a girl and you make an advance,
but what if you think? Well, hold on, but what if you think you get those certain signals?
Well, that's
and you're fucking wrong.
Well, that's what I mean. The first time, if you make an advance and she rejects you, well, you misread the signals. You're bad, but no foul. You know, you misread the signals. If you try it again, then you got a bad. You know, because you know that she doesn't want to hear what you got to.
All right, so according to Piney, by the way, in order to make it sexual harassment, that person has to verbalize that they do not like it. They have to say now at no. I'm thinking that he wrote, except my friend can't spell. No, at the time it runs in the fucking group here.
Yeah.
No, at the time it happened, not 15 years later.
Well, Piney's a supervisor, so he should know about these things, right? Well,
yes, I believe he does have a lot of has a lot of people under him.
Does he
still?
He's got a lot of pull.
Wacky.
Hey, pull this. Penny.
Hey, pull over here. But he's right.
You look a little tense.
That's the other thing. Yeah. The other thing with all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not, nor is Billy, nor is Joe, nor is this show in general. Mm-hmm. We are not defending the fucking assholes who have done this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but mind you, can I bring up the other thing? Like, you have Al Franken.
Yeah.
Today in the paper, Senator Al Franken.
Vote for me.
Okay.
Al Franken.
Okay, so Al Franken, by the way, SNL, like, legendary writer, skit guy, became a radio guy. He was on Air America, the whole nine yards.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, now, became a senator, this, that, and the third. Fine. This guy, they're attacking the next, whatever he did with that chick is their business. She even says she kind of forgave him.
Whatever.
Okay. Did he do something wrong? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, but he kind of admitted it, and she kind of forgave him. That's over here. But now they're still attacking him. There were pictures of him on the cover of the New York Post where he's straddling and touching Arianna Huffington, who he worked with. It was a photo shoot.
Sure.
Stop making mountains out of molehills. He was not sexually assaulting Arianna Huffington. Mm-hmm. Arianna Huffington is such a powerful figure in the world, she would have kicked him in the dick, then sued him for millions.
She assaulted him.
Yeah, if he ever crossed the line like that. Yeah. So please, stop with the bullshit. It is, like Joe was saying, either a witch hunt and a McCarthy thing to a certain extent, too, because we are dealing with just allegations.
Right.
Allegations. That is something we have to address. I'm sorry, but we do. This is not belittling the victims. There are victims that were out there, and I agree with all that. But we are dealing with allegations. I can say right now that somebody touched me, and it seems like, boom, they lose their career.
But I got to say one thing.
Automatically, no matter what it is.
That's what it is right now.
Yeah.
I got to say one thing, though. Out of all this bullshit, it probably is going to bring this whole thing to a head, and it's going to put a big damper on any kind of sexual, because it does exist. There's no question about it.
I believe, hold on for one second.
Because people are going to be so scared.
I believe that all of these cases happened.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they didn't. Do I think that Harvey Weinstein's a sick fuck? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do I think, look, Louis C.K. admitted to it.
Yeah.
He admitted to it. He said he's going to go get help and do whatever he has to do.
Right.
But we have to deal with the fact that they're allegations. And we also have to deal with the point that I made before, that when does sexual misconduct become actually sexual misconduct? Is it like Piney said? Is it when you say no? Or is it just from the act of? Because let's just say there's no nudity involved.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take the Charlie Rose thing out of it. No nudity involved. But some dude hits on a chick, okay? Dude-chick scenario. Regular, normal, fucking everyday thing that happens.
Sure.
Would
you like to go for a drink?
No.
All right.
And what do you think? I can't afford my own drink? You're oppressing me.
Well, that's
what I'm
saying?
Like, it can snowball that quick because it does snowball that quick.
I tell you, there'll be a lot of girls going without dates now.
Exactly. And we are, and look.
It's going to be like this.
You're going to have to ask you out.
For a while.
And look, we are in a scenario where the snowball effect has happened. I hate to be the one to be the guy to say it, but it's true, folks.
Yeah,
sorry. We're dealing with a lot of just allegations. Do I think Bill Cosby did it? Absolutely. Do I think I can run through the whole gambit of these guys?
Yeah.
They're out there. Do I think Charlie Rose did it? Absolutely. However, We are dealing with allegations. Yeah. Allegations. Now, quite frankly, thank God. Me and Joe were joking before I went there. Thank God I'm not famous yet.
Me, forget about it.
Thank God. You know how many times I've sent my dick around the world?
They hang you to a
pole. My God. I've sent more dick pics out than a fucking urologist at a convention. I mean, they go out.
You know, that's
violating HIPAA laws.
You bring up a very funny point there.
A funny point?
Well, a fine point.
A fine point.
What
a
about
a point fine. For me?
What do you say about a guy like Howard Stern? I mean, he does this for a living. He sort of.
But on the basis of him doing it in a show form,
if
he did it in his private life, it's different.
That's different.
Yeah, I guess that's.
I mean, look, but that's my point, though.
Yeah.
Each person finds it different. That's what I mean by it's subjective, because you're saying if I go talk to one woman. And I'm saying a woman, not a girl, so I don't get any fucking letters. Please send your fucking letters.
She's
got to
be over 12.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Roy. Roy Moore. He's making a Roy Moore joke. Pay attention.
We're from down south. Okay. We're 12-year-olds.
Okay, now, you and your fucking inbred family shut up for a minute.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Now, that was his cousin.
Well,
That was even worse.
Yeah, 12-year-old cousin.
But my point being is, so you meet a girl. You talk to her.
And then you run
she
away.
She feels like, you know what, fuck it. I'm not even going to make a made-up scenario. I'm going to give you a real scenario that happened to me.
Ooh,
okay?
Okay.
So I was working before I went back to the wonderful world of radio.
Sure.
I was working at a movie theater here in Staten Island. So, thank you. And I must have been out of my fucking quacky mind.
Were you on the screen?
No. So I was working in the movie. I was working in the movie theater. I'm working in the concession stand, and one of the managers, a beautiful female, redhead. Okay, not going to say her name on the air, but no, she was actually she. Yeah, please leave the cow out of
the heifer.
She was no. She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, okay.
Working behind the counter, she's counting all whatever she has to do. Now I'm at work. The floor, by the way, slippery as all fuck. It gets butter. It gets ice. It gets soda spilled on it. It's not really. It's like the ice capades.
Sticky.
No, it doesn't get sticky. It becomes like the ice capades back there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So what happened is somebody ordered one. Now it's empty. Really, it's only me, her, and this other girl. And it was like one of those movies that no one actually went to go see. Not a big deal. Ooh. Somebody orders candy. I go back to go get the candy. I almost slip. Instead of falling into her, I put my hands on her sides and moved her over so I wouldn't fall into her.
Oh, you grabbed all right? Titty?
No, I didn't grab titties, just side, like hips.
Okay.
But not even like a good grab, just enough to like to go, whoop, get out of the way.
You turned around.
And I'm not going to fucking do it, all right? So now, Joe, shut up. I'm trying to tell a serious story. You're not even funny.
But I'm getting excited.
All right, well, go jerk off in the corner. You're not funny. Hold on. So now, after I get the candy, finish up the order, I said, I'm sorry, sorry for that. And she goes, did you have to touch me? Oh. And she made like a big fucking deal. And I've seen that face before. That is the face. I have seen the face of Eddie, you better hurry up and get the fucking human resources before she does.
I've seen
and that. I literally went on break, ran to one of the other female bosses, went to the female boss and said, I cried a little bit. But I went to the female boss, and I said, point blank, look, I'm not getting tied up in some bullshit. I didn't do anything. I explained everything. I did everything to the letter of the law. And she was like, I don't think she'll say anything. You're right. And blah, 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 blah. That was the female boss to me. Everything. I kissed her passionately, and she said, get off me.
That's right.
But then I said, all right, I'm good. Trouble. Everything's good. We're all good. She shook my hand. She said, don't worry about it. I don't think it's a big deal. If anything happens, I'll tell you. You know that other one went to that boss and did say something?
Nah.
That it tried to get me in trouble. Right. Tried to get me on sexual harassment stuff. And then that boss went to her and said, look, he already came to me and told me what happened. Let's not make mountains out of molehills. And then they watched they watched the video and saw that I told everything right, that I didn't make anything. Without me being in the room, they did watch the video.
Oh.
And I was... eradicated of all charges.
Did you have to serve popcorn?
I had to continually see Seven
Pilots. She might have just been trying to get a little money out of the situation.
Either that or she was trying to just get me fired. She didn't quite like me.
Well, no.
So, I mean, you know, I from time to time, Billy, from time to time. Debbie had a big-time manager fired from a certain computer company that I don't want to say on the name for grabbing my boobs twice after pushing them away after the first time and attempting again within seconds. This was in front of four other employees, but it put a red flag in my but it put a red flag in my employee file. Why?
Right.
You didn't do anything wrong. The guy fucking did that to you.
Yeah.
File and was fired 3 months later. So victims still get the backlash for reporting offenses.
Right.
Why were
Debbie?
Hold on, Debbie. We gotta ask questions here for a second. Debbie, why were you fired if he sexually assaulted you? He grabbed your boobs. That is beyond.
Once.
That is beyond verbiage.
Yeah.
That is beyond me going, "Hey, Debbie, you got a nice fucking sweet piece of ass.
Yeah.
Would you like to go home and touch my penis?"
Sure.
That is way different. Him touching your titties is way different than just allegations. Because I bet you there's video footage of him grabbing your tits.
Yeah. There were witnesses.
Yeah, there's witnesses plus video footage.
But she caused a stink.
She caused a stink.
She created something.
You should have sued them. As soon as they fired you 3 months later, you should have sued them. And you should have went, "This is what happened. Here's a timeline. Let's look at my file." Boom. Months later.
She probably got tied up with security at the front door while going into work one day, so she ended up being like a half a minute late.
Yeah.
So they fired her for that. You know, that'll be
Well, they'll find ways. Yeah. I'm not saying the corporations and film companies and all this other shit aren't behind some of this shit, too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, but I'm just, what I'm saying is, we're going to continue talking about this because we do have, by the way, later on the show, Nick Hawk from Showtime, the Showtime show Gigolos. He's got a new book. He's got a fucking song. He's going to hang out with us. We'll talk sex with him, too, because this guy, by the way, insured his penis for $1 million, Joe. $1 million. He's got $1 million cock.
I think he's been sexually harassed himself.
Probably has. Maybe he has, and maybe we need to address that here on the big show today. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll take a break. You guys can call in. We're talking about it all day. We're hitting all the hot button topics. It's what we do on the pre-Thanksgiving show. We'll see you right after these words. Yay!
Ham Radio.
Again.
Ham Radio.
Again. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say
Ham Radio.
One more goddamn time.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with
the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Boom Era, right here on hamradioshow.com. Brought to you by ham247.tk. Only on hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience, featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone, with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage, or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Sandman. Yep. Sandman's almost here for me.
Is that the guy who died? Oh, no, that was AC/DC.
No, you're thinking AC/DC. Right? This is Metallica.
Yeah.
Too much dementia.
Well, all these metal bands sound the same to me.
Of course you will, because you're deaf. It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Live on HamRadioShow.com. Come on. Little one, you forget my son to include everyone.
So what's next?
Well, I'm playing a little Metallica.
Yeah.
In a Sandman, you know, because people are partying on the pre-Thanksgiving. This is Spanksgiving. Pillow time. Later on in the show, from the hit show on Showtime, Gigolos, Nick Hawk will be here, the man with the $1 million penis, will be on the show. He has a new book, and on top of that, a new single that dropped today, this week. I don't really know if it dropped today, but it's new.
Tuesdays.
What?
Tuesdays are usually
maybe
day.
It dropped on Tuesday.
And ladies, he has a hot body.
He has a hot body. A little something for the ladies.
Wow.
But don't objectify him, ladies, because that's sexual misconduct.
That's right.
That's right.
But if you pay him, it's fine.
Yes. Well, no. Well, according to... He's one of those guys, and we'll talk about this when he's on the show, but he's one of those guys that, like, the gigolos, remember the ones, like, when we had Buff Bagwell on, too?
Yeah.
Where they don't actually... They never admit to having sex.
Right.
They never admit to having sex. We can call the Bunny Ranch girls, and they're like, yeah, I was sucking and fucking and licking. And
But you call the
gigolos, never admit to sex.
Yeah, right.
I have no clue why.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was built like that, I'd be having sex all the fucking time, too. Sure. Jesus Christ. All right, so by the way, an hour ago, we're talking about sexual misconduct. Two things. One, Debbie, you got my fucking respect. That was bullshit.
Absolutely.
What they did at Compaq Computers
to you,
where they grabbed your titties. We're live in the Facebook live stream, by the way, and Debbie shared a story where they were talking about how she had a manager walk up, a big-time manager at her job, who pretty much squeezed her tits. And what I mean by pretty much, I mean exactly what I just said. He squeezed her tits.
That's got a lot of nerve.
I mean, even I
wouldn't do that, and I'm pretty ballsy.
And he did it after multiple times of her saying no and fucking saying, fuck off, go away, get away from me.
Really?
She pushed him off.
With
and
witnesses.
He still, with witnesses, four fucking, not just one witness, four fucking witnesses around her, and, you know, that's fucking crazy to me. Crazy. So that happened. So we wanted to say, you know, much respect for sharing the story. Much respect for actually controlling yourself and not killing him.
Yeah.
Because I would have fucking killed him if he did that to, or at least your man, you know, someone. And then she also said, by the way, he was, he had a wife, and the wife was 9 months pregnant at the time of the titty grabbing.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's another guy.
Just saying. About an hour ago, Billy also stumbled across breaking news.
Ooh.
There is now a list of the sexual misconduct. And a couple of names on this list are brand new, right, Billy? Yeah, I have not heard hide nor hair of some of these names that have come across, except for I've heard rumblings about the number two in the number two spot on the countdown.
Yeah.
But I heard the number two spot. So let's just go through the list. It's how many on the list, Billy?
Oh, it is.
A shitload?
What did it say? 25?
Right, so give me right now. Give me the top 10. Let's go through the top 10.
All right, we got John Besh, who's a celebrity chef.
All right, so John Besh. I want to make sure we get the name out. John Besh.
Okay. He stepped down from the company he founded.
What did he do?
He was accused by 25
women.
Did
he grab titties at a computer store?
He was stuffing a duck.
He was stuffing a duck.
Yeah.
The duck turned
maybe
out to be his sous chef.
Yeah. Maybe.
And he started oiling up that turkey, and he's like, oh, my God.
Right. All right, so we got a chef. Who else is on the list?
You got Nick Carter.
Nick Carter. Backstreet Boy Nick Carter.
Yeah, I don't know, is he?
Nick Carter's with the Backstreet Boys. Am
You're
I correct?
Asking the wrong person.
I'm sorry. If Danny was here, he knows everything about the Carters. If Nick Carter, I believe, was in the Backstreet Boys.
I don't know.
Quit playing games with my heart. What did Nick Carter do?
Oh,
a whole bunch of shit.
He raped a girl, apparently.
Oh, Jesus
He's
Christ.
Accused of raping pop singer Melissa Schumann.
Jesus Ooh. Christ.
Don't know who she is either, so.
Why are guys dicks? Know. Like, seriously. And I'm not trying to be fucking not an alpha male. I'm not trying to be a little pussy bitch guy of the new generation. I'm not. Because no way in hell am I fucking not. I'm old school. Yeah. I'm very fucking old school. A man should be a fucking man. But as being a man, when a woman says no, you fucking stop.
Yeah.
You don't rape them.
I'd be embarrassed.
All right? Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm a fucking pervert, and I stop. Because I don't want ever to fucking make a woman feel not fucking comfortable about it. It's enough that she put down her wall enough to even touch me. Okay?
Yeah, that would be something doing.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ. That's asking a lot.
I'm not kidding.
Jesus, fuck. I don't look like Nick Hawk, who's on the show later. I look like me.
You notice they never accused Brad Pitt.
No, they never accused the pretty guys. I'm learning that right now. Except Nick Carter. Nick Carter's a pretty boy.
Yeah, that's true.
And but he raped a woman.
Well, that's
give
allegedly.
It time. Give it
allegedly.
Time.
By the way,
those will start to come out.
Yes.
Too.
By the way, also with this list, were all of them allegedly. Even the chef from before. What was
Correct.
The chef's name? Mr. Besh.
Besh.
Mr.
Yes.
Besh.
Accused.
Allegedly across the board, so the legal team doesn't get angry. Allegedly. These guys happen. So allegedly, Nick Carter raped a girl. What's next?
You got the Louis C.K.
Well, that's a given.
We know Louis.
Louis fucking admitted to jerking off in front of all these women. Who else?
The Cine family executives.
I have no idea who
Adrian Belew and Shady El Nashie. I don't know. They owned some sort of movie theater that got shut down.
All right.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss, I heard. Yeah, I heard about Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't like him. I'm glad he got
That's great, Joe.
I personally, I want to beat him up.
A film producer named Adam Fields.
Oh. Okay.
He was offering to promote people if they had sex with him.
Well, that's usually the M.O.
Right.
It's usually, hey, you want a bigger part in this movie? Well, you got to touch my bigger part.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
You help me, I'll help you.
A director, producer, Gary Goddard.
That I heard,
apparently
yep.
a man, you know, he molested somebody when they were 12.
Jesus Christ. That's the other thing. Can we get on to the pedophilia shit?
What
the fuck?
There's no truth.
I have
that.
Never fucking found it. We'll get to Roy Moore in a second, too. With that discussion, because that asshole, if he did it, yet again, these are all allegations.
Right.
If he did it, beyond a sick fuck. Fuck the fact that he shouldn't be a senator or whatever the fuck, congressman, or whatever the fuck. What's he running for?
Wasn't he a judge at one point or some yeah. shit?
No, Joe, what was the office that he's running for?
Senate.
Yeah, fuck that. He should be thrown in jail.
He's an incumbent. He's been in
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. He should get a fucking incumbent cucumber up his ass.
But it's okay. He gets free health care. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, moving on the list.
A casting employee named Andy Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He admitted to urging women to take off their clothes during coaching sessions.
I do that too.
Jesus Christ, men are just, we are sick fucks, man.
I ask, but you don't know,
yeah, Joe, I mean, Joe, I kindly, kindly fucking asks for women to get naked and send naked pictures here to the show.
Right.
And they never do.
No, they don't.
Because they are in their right mind.
I think so.
Usually.
Yeah. Who else?
Dustin Hoffman.
That's the
17-year-old.
Yeah, that's the soft-boiled clitoris. That's the greatest. I'm sorry, I know I'm mocking, but that is the greatest fucking shittiest line I've ever heard in my life. What do you want for breakfast? A hard-boiled egg and a soft-boiled clitoris.
Is that all? That was the extent of the sexual harassment?
No,
nobody knows. That's what they give you as a storyline.
But see, this is my point, Joe. You're yet again. That's the extent. That's enough. That's enough.
I don't know. Making a bad remark,
dude. That's hard. But dude, that's horrible shit. How old was the girl?
It's bad 17.
Joe, the girl was 17. Barely out of fucking high school, working as a PA for a fucking or whatever. It was a stage show, right? Wasn't it Death of a Salesman or something? But dude, it's rude. But Joe, that's enough. Like that's the thing. Like it's enough. Would you want your 17-year-old to have to deal with that?
You know what I'm saying? If that's how bad it gets, they're going to hang you.
No, I'm open and honest about my discretions.
Okay.
I will never be. Listen very closely, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Uncle Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie Finucchiaro of this show will never, and I mean never,
never
be a fucking senator.
No.
In this world.
No.
Because
listen,
I have done
Bukowski.
Yeah,
relax.
I have done horrible things.
Yeah.
But I have done horrible things with consent.
That's right.
Consent.
How do you get consent from a sock?
Well, yeah, really, the sock never said no.
Yeah.
Never said yes either.
It didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It just opened up and took it in.
Damn right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Make it sock boomerangs all day long.
That's what she said. Yeah.
What else we got on the fucking alleged list?
All right, out of the entertainment group.
That's entertainment.
I'll go into media publishing.
Please do.
You know, those people. Guy from Billboard Magazine,
okay.
An executive, Stephen Blackwell.
At least Billy, by the way, reads better than Danny.
Yeah, pretty
by one woman. He has resigned from the magazine.
Oh, God.
Penguin Random House.
Yes, good book company. I like that. Good publishers.
One of their art directors, Giuseppe Castellano.
Giuseppe Castellano, hey!
He's been accused.
Diablo.
Yes.
Bianco Diablo. What did he do?
He's just been accused of sexual harassment by one woman.
Ah, pa fangule tutti quanti, eh, Joe?
Si.
Disgraziata.
All right. New Republic publisher, Hamilton Fish.
I get off the book people, though.
Multi-sexual harassment allegations.
No offense to anyone that was touched by these people, but the book people are fucking boring.
I need some big names.
Have you ever read somebody's books that get published by them?
Yeah.
They're like strong sexual novels,
yeah.
which
yeah.
most of the sex it comes about from quote-unquote harassment and leading...
Like the Bible.
Right.
That's a fucking book.
Where they pull the woman in. It's just...
He grabbed her white milky breasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used my yellow highlighter.
All right. We got a journalist named Mark Halperin.
Another one.
Halperin. I know Mark Halperin.
Yes. He's been accused of harassing about 12 women.
All over the age of 18?
It doesn't go into that.
Joe is stuck on this fucking age thing. He really is.
Well, you know, a lot of these sexual harassment...
Do you want to get into Roy Moore? Is that what you want to get into?
No.
I will get into Roy Moore.
No. The point I'm trying to make is it's very bad when it's with children. That's bad. But a lot of this sexual...
Do you hear that, Joe? Do you hear that in your voice? You took a firm stance on pedophilia.
No.
Do you hear that? You're good. Good job, Joe.
I can do it.
There's some ground to work
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe is against fucking kids.
Yeah, I don't like
yes.
that.
Billy, give another round of applause. He's not going to fuck any kids.
A lot of this sexual harassment, not all of it, of course, but a lot of this sexual harassment is just a matter of bad flirtations.
I don't disagree with it. That's what we discussed before. Watch. Alexa, what is the definition of sexual harassment?
Sexual harassment means unwelcome sexual behavior by a supervisor toward an employee.
Now, she's saying supervisor and employee. However, that is not only in the workplace. Because
if I'm not, then I have
never sexual harassed anybody.
No.
But what I'm saying is, with this, Joe, you're right. That conversation has been opened already today.
Yeah.
It is where we have to ask ourselves, is it flirting? If I flirt with you and you don't like it, is that sexual misconduct?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying, like, if I say something really ridiculously lewd, I get it. I know the fucking line. I don't walk up to a chick and go, hey, you want to taste my cum?
Well,
you don't say that.
That's another point, you know, locker room talk between guys and girls. And it goes on between guys and girls. Some girls, women accept it, and they talk just as, you know.
Oh, there's tons of women that cross.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
So you get
into those are the girls I want to marry.
So you get into this locker room type conversation, and then all of a sudden, oh, I didn't like what you said. But you're the one who said fuck you first, you know?
Yeah.
And you want to pat up your ass, that's your problem, you know?
Yeah, but that kid turned out to be 15.
Yeah.
And then Joe got thrown out of the Chuck E. Cheese.
I
want to jump in the pool.
One of the things that keeps going through my head, though,
because
you just brought up locker room talk.
Just not a bullet.
Yeah, I wish. But you keep bringing up locker room talk.
Yeah.
What does Billy Bush have to think about all this?
Yeah, really?
No, seriously. Because think about it. Billy Bush laughed at a shitty joke.
And he takes you, too.
He laughed at a shitty joke. Yeah. That's all he did. Yeah. He laughed at a shitty joke and then made a comment that the woman that's coming towards Trump on the bus, like coming ready to pick him up off the bus, was a good-looking broad. That's all he said.
Yeah.
And he lost his fucking career.
That's locker room talk.
Like, how the fuck do you think he, with all these other assholes.
And they made Trump president.
Yeah. Well, we know how Trump feels. But what I'm saying is, poor Billy Bush. Like, seriously. And I don't even like Billy Bush. I don't even like the guy.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think he's a horrible fucking, he's horrible at his job. However, he should still have a job.
Yeah.
If everybody else is getting shit canned, Charlie motherfucking Rose got shit canned from CBS and PBS, which, by the way, Charlie Rose's sexual misconduct is brought to you by a grant from the Helen Rubinstein Foundation and viewers like you.
And presented by the letter S.
S for sodomy.
You think they're using this to get people out?
Well, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
One thing I said a long time ago when everything started servicing with Cosby was he must have pissed somebody off and they just want to push him out.
And that's right there. You have to think about with the allegation game, like we were just talking about. You do have to look at it from the perspective of all I have to say is that he touched me.
Yeah,
right. We don't even have to have any facts whatsoever, it seems.
Yeah.
No matter who it is.
It was 40 years ago.
Suddenly
so
we're
it
friends.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
you're
what the time frame was.
Until
could have been
innocent.
Last week, Joe.
Yeah.
All they have to do is say it happened. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And magically,
a
guy's career is gone.
Right.
It's gone. It's magically poof. It disappears.
Especially in Hollywood where that like,
where the casting couch exists,
right.
Where
and
it, you know.
Everybody's always talked about it, but nobody's ever really done anything to eliminate it.
Yes, Bill Dye, by the way, the voice of
reason,
said Billy Bush should be in your studio right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would invite Billy Bush, I'll look up his contact info. I'm not even joking. I will offer Billy Bush a microphone.
Yeah.
Let him speak his mind, because I feel bad for Billy Bush. Hashtag feel bad for Billy Bush.
We do.
Because he laughed at a joke. That's what he did. If you watch the full Access Hollywood tape of him on the bus with Donald Trump, he laughs at Trump's stupid fucking grab her by the pussy joke, which, yet again, I still firmly believe was a bunch of guys in a dick measuring contest.
Absolutely.
On a fucking bus.
Absolutely.
He's trying to show off, blah, 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 blah. You know, you see that, bro? Yeah, I, blah, 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 blah.
That's
I
what guys
it.
Do. That's,
I get it.
You know.
But no, we can't say guys do it because I get yelled at when I say, God, that's what guys do.
They do.
Even though that's what girls do about guys. Tell me a woman that hasn't made a joke about a guy's dick size
girls,
ever.
Girls do
and
it.
And I'll give her the fucking the keys to the kingdom.
Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Girls
no, she
do
did.
It all the time.
Mother Teresa used to say the guys in Calcutta were way hung.
Way more hung.
Way more hung.
Yes.
Yes.
But you,
see that guy over there? His dick is huge.
Girls get together and they get catty and they talk
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they talk about it all the time.
Everything. They talk
it's
about
fun.
All the girls
and men do it
breast
too.
Sizes
women,
and
exactly.
Everything.
It's fun.
But
it's no worse than what anybody else has done. It's just how everybody is. But once they're outed on it, oh, that's bad.
Exactly.
There is a time and a place for everything. Like,
I agree with
know.
All that. And they thought they were alone on a bus.
Right.
Let's be fucking honest. Let's stop. Look, I don't like Trump either. I have to always precurse when I fucking say this. I don't like fucking Trump. But the fact of the matter is, it was a dick measuring contest on a goddamn bus.
Right.
He said dumb shit. Billy Bush went, boobs, vagina. That's what he fucking laughed at. And now
and
he
besides,
doesn't have a career, and everybody else in Hollywood seems like they're fucking raping and jerking off in front of people. And Billy Bush laughed at a joke. That's all he did.
Well,
he laughed.
He should know what's funny.
The joy of laughter. Well,
we don't know what
it
else.
It could have been nervous laughter, too.
We really don't know what was going on
yeah.
on the bus. They may have been, like, watching videos, fucking... They could have
Trump
been,
could have had his
dick out.
Out. And
there
did
could have
a,
been all kinds of stupid shit
going
on.
And put
on.
It through a shoebox and did a diorama. I don't
right.
know what he was doing and on the bus.
Could it, you know, precursor to doing
hey,
the dick in the
is.
Box fucking
yeah.
joke, you know?
But
who
that's
knows?
What I'm saying. We don't know what happened really on the bus, except
we don't have
a lot
of
stupid
of
bullshit
yeah.
and a dick measuring contest, guys being guys, acting like morons, and that's what happened. He
People
laughed at a joke.
Moronic?
And now we have Dustin Hoffman, huge names, Richard Dreyfuss, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Brett Ratner, Charlie motherfucking Rose.
Charlie.
I mean, for Christ's sake.
Rose.
All these. Now think about it, too.
No.
I want you to put yourself in this predicament.
Yeah.
In this perspective, please.
Perspective.
Okay.
Okay. Pay attention.
No.
Remember O'Brien? Pat O'Brien?
Oh, right.
And the famous Pat O'Brien tape?
Yeah, sure.
That uh-huh. motherfucker deserved to get fired.
He came back.
Because, no, but he didn't come back on Access Hollywood.
No. Right.
That motherfucker deserved to get fired because that motherfucker was doing, was literally having phone conversations yeah. with hookers about buying blow and eating twat.
Bob
and, all
Albert.
This, like, and all this stuff. So, yes, it was kind of more incriminating than laughing at a fucking joke.
Jesus. What did Marv Albert do? He was like...
He was biting
Marv Albert was biting girls' backs and wearing female panties.
Yeah.
That's what Marv was doing.
He's just a strange
He
man.
Was sticking his dick in her and going, yes!
Yeah.
Ewing for two.
It's a basket.
From yes!
Downtown.
From downtown. I'm going to eat your brown mound.
I'll show you.
Yeah. By the way, Debbie says she always listens to the show with headphones.
Okay.
Because
I can't
of that
imagine
exact,
why.
Because of okay. that exact yeah. reason. Bill Dye. Bill Dye is saying, would you be my Valentine? Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
See, that's another thing. Like, let's talk about that in schools.
Right.
When little kids walk up and say, would you be my Valentine? Is that sexual misconduct?
I think so.
It will be.
You're like, okay, say they're not little kids. They're in junior high.
Yeah.
And the kid walks up and goes, you want to be my Valentine?
Yeah.
Please, I have boundaries.
That's
this
it.
Is my personal space. You're in it.
Right.
All right, please, you're affecting my demeanor.
I'm telling
because
the
you're in my personal space.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you. Be gone.
That's
women run the world. Go away, please.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Right. Billy, you know they can see you do that.
I
right?
know.
You could just
this
say
way
we,
they know
you could,
as
you could
well.
Just say probably, hey, we should break. That might be, I mean, it's crazy.
Since we have Nick Hawk coming
we got
up,
Nick Hawk coming in, and
yeah.
he's got $1 million
minutes,
penis
yeah.
in
you
7 minutes.
We might want to go to a
what's
break,
a million
so.
Times 7 minutes? Because we could times his dick and then divide it by how much time we have.
I'd like to know what the premium what? Is for that.
Well, we'll discuss that with Nick when he's on the show.
I mean,
let's. We'll come up. Joe, get a pencil, get a paper,
yeah.
write down all your questions
okay.
in the form of an essay. Because that's how you deliver them.
I mean, what's the premium for your prick?
Why not? 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Can I see your dick? Is it worth $1 million?
I don't know. Has it got diamonds in it?
It's got a diamond-studded cock. We'll be right back after these million-dollar dick words. Yay!
I got $1.99.
Woo!
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon, OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood-grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Come on! Ow! I'm a soul man!
That's
no,
right!
Not.
Woo! Come on! Yeah, on that dusty road! Gun looking, I got a truckload.
Do you?
Come on, you brought up Belushi. You fucking brought up Animal House. I'm bringing up the Blues Brothers. Here we go. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on! Bam, bam, bam. Woo! Come on! Yeah! We are live on HamRadioShow.com as well. Of course, on the Facebook Live suite, it's fully active. Bill Dye's in there. Debbie's in there. Jen's in there. Kelly's in there. Tons of fucking people.
Everybody's off for the weekend.
Are hanging out for the weekend, and they're hanging with the ham, pre-gaming for their pre-Thanksgiving party night out. But of course, no! The criminals of radio, because we steal the show. Come on.
Anybody watching football this week?
We steal the show. You tell me we don't steal the show?
You're telling us we don't steal the show?
Are you saying we ain't criminals? I say we criminals.
We ain't smooth criminals.
Eddie, are you okay? Are you okay, Eddie?
Just knock it off.
Come on, let's get on the phones. Let's get Nick Hawk on the phone.
Yeah,
Woo, man.
Talk to somebody who knows a little about being smooth.
Yeah, he's got a million-dollar penis.
Oh, yeah.
He's a soul, man.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the incredibly buff million-dollar penis-having Nick Hawk.
You got the incredibly buff million-dollar penis-having Nick Hawk.
Yeah!
What's going on, man?
Round of applause for the million-dollar penis buff fucking Nick Hawk from the
radio.
Showtime show Gigolos. And he's also an author now.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies, he can read and write.
Mm-hmm.
He got a book. It's called Nick Hawk, 100 Kicks in the Ass. Well, finish the whole title because it's huge.
Yeah. Yes, Nick Hawk's 100 Kicks in the Ass, A Guide to Gaining Confidence and Reaching Your Full Potential.
There you go. Now, if you ever see Nick, I'm telling you, the guy he oozes confidence.
Oh, sure.
Because look at him. He's a tremendous specimen of the male fucking species. I mean, the guy is...
It was not always that way. It is a skill. I suffered horribly in my youth with anxieties and fears. And that's why I wrote this book, because I want other people to learn that it is a skill and something that can be acquired so that they can change their life as well.
Wasn't Nick, weren't you on the show before? You were on our show before. You had a horrible fucking childhood, right?
Horrible? Not horrible.
No, my
parents were young. One of the biggest problems in the world is kids having kids. You know, it takes a lot of years, a lot of soul searching to figure out what confidence is, much less be able to relay that to a child and communicate it effectively. So my parents were young and inexperienced. It wasn't horrible, though. We were poor.
Hold on, because we have to rewind. How old were the parents when they had you?
20 and 21.
Okay, it is pretty goddamn young. It is pretty goddamn young.
Babies.
Yeah. Infants just cutting their teeth in the world at 20 and 21. All right, so now when you say you're poor when you start out in life, are you middle class and under, or are you like dirt poor, having like poor man sandwiches where you just put bologna in your hand? What kind of poor?
Not dirt poor, but ate a lot of canned vegetables. There was food on the table.
There you go. Nick took a lot of shits, all right? He had a lot of green beans, and he had some green beans farts from the Green Giant.
The waxed green beans.
The waxed green beans. Not even just the regular ones, the waxed green beans. Ugh. But he grew up to become not only a gigolo, which is something that we do have to address in a second, because I have a ton of questions that veer off the fucking gigolo thing. But
bring them on. I'm an open book.
I know. And you and speaking of open books, you have your new book, which you're plugging here today. And in that book, you try to make sure that everybody can start with nothing and then become something. That's pretty much the gist of what I got. Now,
we all start with nothing. I've proven I'm a firm believer that nobody's born special. If you think you're born at an advantage or a disadvantage, you're not. We all have the same brain and capabilities. Some of us are fortunate enough to have guides in our life to guide us in directions that allow us to be confident and successful.
I agree with you because, I mean, look, I've busted my ass to get a career on radio, and I literally, you know, have started my radio career, my broadcasting career, from a bedroom where I would go out and book guests, like, literally from my phone and book, you know, big names.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I totally, that's why I like Nick, because not only is he a good-looking motherfucker, that's number one, and he's probably fucked a lot of mothers, but he's a good-looking motherfucker and a gigolo and whatever, but he's also trying to help. He doesn't have his head up his ass, and he's not like a vain mother, you know, guy that's out there going out there and going, oh, just look at my abs.
I'm humble, but not too humble either. That's one of my kicks in my book. Don't be too humble. But, yeah, when I was 25, I had a breakdown. I had, like, a day of an awakening where I not only did I decide that I needed to be much, much, much healthier and drink and party less, but I also realized that day that I wasn't special and it was going to take a lot of hard work. And ever since that day, it's that's been the road. And, you know, for a long time, it used to not be cool to say I worked hard to get where I'm at. But I hate that shit. A lot of celebrities used to say that, too, where, no, I was born special. It's a gift. It's a talent. I'm Kanye West. I was born with this. But that's not how it is. These people who are successful and do something with their life, they put hours and hours of work in every day.
Well, no, you could be, but I have to, here I'm going to disagree with you just a skosh. Not a lot, just a little bit. You can be born with fucking talent. The talent is inside of you. You have to cultivate that talent. You don't think that people have it in them.
If you're looking at it that way, then we're all born with talent. But
it
has to be cultivated in hard work. But we're not born special. We're not born at it with an advantage or disadvantage. We all have the ability.
No one's born better than anyone else, except some of us who shall remain nameless. But Nick Hawks from Showtime's Gigolos has an insured penis for $1 million. So that makes you slightly better than anybody in this room.
It was a lot of hard work that got me to the point where I could insure my penis for $1 million.
All right, now this is where, all right, here comes the gigolo questions now. Because we have to ask, number one, and I understand that you, because I've heard you in other interviews say that it was a great PR idea that you had, and you went out, and but who was the person that actually, like insured your penis? Who went out and, like, looked at it and went, you know, that's $1 million dick.
Lloyd's of London.
Yeah,
Lloyd's of London. Well, it came from an idea I had. It was real. It was real, too. I admit I did it for PR as well. I knew I'd get a good PR off it, which I did. But, no, I get beat up, man. 50 Shades of Grey really hurt me, literally. Women started thinking, you know, they want to beat up guys, and they think that they could do whatever they want with me. So that's one part of it. But another part is a lot of the clients that I'm with, or a good number of them, aren't that experienced. They've only been with one or two people in a lot of cases. And unexperienced people tend to get a little more rough as well. So it can be a scary situation. It is something that I have serious concern for. So that's where it came from. But then I thought of the idea that I knew it would be great. We tried to hit up Lords of London, I believe they're the ones who have done a lot of, like, singers parts and
outrageous contracts,
actresses like Dolly Parton's boobs and some butts got insured. J Lo got her booty insured, I think. Mick Jagger got a middle finger insured. People like that, but they wouldn't take me on. So I did this small little company. I think it's Gelbin Insurance in the Valley. Took me on, and he actually came on the show and stuff too. So
now do they inspect your penis? How does this work? Because I have probably a dick that's worth $750.
Inspecting wasn't necessary.
All right, so they you tell them what is the criteria that of why your dick is possibly in danger? Because I imagine that in the gigolo game, there's a lot of broken dicks. It's like probably a graveyard of broken dicks. Going out there,
and that's a serious thing.
That can
lead to ED, and it's a serious concern, especially when you got some girl riding you, and she's going crazy, and maybe drinking involved, and there's concerns.
Nick,
runway.
Yeah, not one person in here thinks that you're wrong for being worried about having a broken dick. That is a very serious thing. That exists out there. I don't think people even understand that it exists. That you can come out of a girl. Like, girls don't seem to grasp that when they're on top, if they fucking act like they're on a trampoline and they do like a fucking flip and land the wrong way on your dick, you can break your shit.
They missed
You can. And it goes to the side. It actually happened to Brace from my show. I think he talked about it on there too.
Yeah.
And he's got a. It hooks to the left a little bit. He's got a sidewinder now permanently.
Oh,
wow.
So how's your dick going to the left? Well, some bitch broke it. I was out there.
He was the first to discover the second G-spot.
Oh! Yeah, in his own ass, because it wrapped all the way around and hit him in the dick.
Oh, my God.
His dick and ass touched. So wait, hold on for a minute. Because now, at least, I think this might be, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
One of the first times that we've ever had a gigolo on. I mean, Nick has been on the show before, but I think we've other male gigolos, not from the show, just in general.
Yes.
Gigolos in general, or male prostitutes, or what, or escorts, because I know that's where the fine line's about to come. Because it's the weirdest thing. We are closely associated with the Bunny Ranch. You know Dennis Hoff, Nick. You know all that stuff that goes on there. Now, when we have a girl from the Bunny Ranch on, she'll tell us everything. I was sucking. I was fucking. He dressed like a clown, and then I punched him in the dick, and then all the stuff. They'll explain everything. Okay? But when we talk to the guys, they literally stick to that code of, we're escorts. We don't sell sex.
Yeah, we don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, we don't kiss and tell. Now, why is that? Why?
I don't mind talking shit. I leave out names.
No, please give us names.
I think a lot of them are scared of the legalities, but yeah, I don't, everything's on the table. I don't do anything illegal. I don't sell any sexual acts. Even if it was legal at this point in my life, I still wouldn't do that. I sell companionship in my time alone, but I'm a very sexual person. I have no problem talking about crazy shit that happens in my life.
Yeah, well, he's got $1 million dick. Of course he's a very sexual person in his life. All right, so on a scale of, let's see, Wilt Chamberlain or Ric Flair numbers, how many women do you think that you've had sex with in your life?
I don't know. I get asked that a lot, too. I think I need to sit down and figure that out. But I sleep with less women now than I used to in my early to mid-20s. In my early to mid-20s, what happens to all men as we're growing up and we start discovering women, we go out with our friends and we compete with them. We'll go out to the bars and clubs or whatever. You pick up a girl, you take her home, you score with her, you win. That is the game. Yep. And I'm a very competitive person. So I upped my game and I got very good at it. And in my early and mid-20s, I would do that a lot. But it got to the point where after a lot of self-discovery and soul-searching where, you know, I
Nick!
Religion?
Nick, you still there?
He's there. It's just cutting.
I was on route to make some pretty high numbers, but I chilled out a little bit, you know, a little while back. And like I said, I sleep with less people now than I used to. I have more meaningful relationships. If it's, you know, outside business or personal life, it's there has to be some sort of connection and spark there for anything to happen.
All right, because the reason why I ask, I mean, look, I'm built like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. I don't think, like, when I was 20-something years old, I wasn't getting, you know, I wasn't drowning in the poon. I mean, I've had a lot of sex for a guy that looks like me. Joe, can we agree with this?
Yes.
I've had a lot of sex. However, like, Joe started from the background when Nick was saying, yeah, you go out and you compete with your friends. Joe perked up and went, yeah, that's right. That's what I did when I was a fucking chap, when I was a lad. Joe won't tell us his number because he's a bitch.
It's about four, I think.
But I'm going to look at a guy like Nick. Now, Nick, have you always looked like that besides the tattoos and everything? Have you always been physically fit?
I have been taking care of myself most of my life, yeah, playing lots of sports. I wrestled football and jiu-jitsu for a while now, too.
All right, so let's play Hooker High-Low right now, Billy. And Joe, you can jump into it.
Okay.
I look at a guy like Nick Hawk. By the way, we're talking to Nick Hawk, the Nick Hawk on Twitter.
Yes.
Who has a brand new book out, and he has a new single that dropped. Did it drop Tuesday, Nick?
Both of them came out on the 1st. I just dropped the music video about a week ago.
Okay.
I covered Wrecking Ball. I did a... I'm really happy. I think I gave it justice. I wrote a rap to it, too. I'm really happy with it.
I was going to compliment you on the rap. You should think of a rap career, bro. Seriously, the rap break in between when you were singing Wrecking Ball, which was, you know, it's Wrecking Ball. I mean, there's only so much you can really do with it. You made it your own. You did what you did. But the rap break, I got to say, You got fucking talent.
It works.
It works. You got talent. That's,
I appreciate that.
The rap break
you,
is really,
you.
Really, really
hard
good.
Hard work. Lots of practice. Lots of practice.
He learned how to rhyme words, people. He's doing well. All right. So I'm going to say, if we're going to play hook or high-low, I say with Nick, I'm going to say 5,000 in the span of his life.
That's a lot.
Look at what he does. For a living.
He's a young man.
He's a young man, and he probably took on more than one at a time. He's got $1 million.
See, I recently went on a podcast of an ex-pimp and stripper who I think he brought me on to feel better about himself because he was feeling bad about his number being so high, and his number was well over 1,000.
Mm-hmm. I think Nick's having sex in between. I can't hear him.
He's always lost the number.
God damn it. Nick, are you there?
We're having a Skype problem.
Nick! Not Skype problem. The Skype is fine.
Well, then what's wrong?
You
got some amazing numbers.
There you go.
But it was quality, too, man. It was quality girls. I took care of myself. And
wait, Nick, you totally cut out, so we missed. What was the quality number? Because we missed all that.
I haven't hit 1,000. Like, I was saying, I recently did a podcast of an ex-stripper and pimp who I think he brought me on so he'd feel better about himself.
Yeah.
And, yes, my cut now is still shit. What's
going on? No, you're good. I'm shocked at fucking 1,000, that you haven't broke 1,000 yet. How? I'm shocked.
No. That's a lot, man. Add it up. Yeah. Like, it's one a weekend for a year is...
It's 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
But
if you see him on Gigolos, he has such a clientele, Joe.
It's four times 12, which it's not that much. And even that for, you know, if you do one a weekend for years, like, man, those 1,000's a big number. That's a lot.
It's like 72
a
year.
Such high hopes for you, Nick.
Yeah. 52 weeks in a year, Joe.
15 years to get
there's 52
sorry
weeks
to let you down.
Year.
Sorry to let you down. The quality, though, will compare to very few people.
God damn it, Nick.
I guarantee that.
God damn it, Nick. I did very well
when I was living in L.A.
You get out there and you start fucking. I don't want to hear this bullshit. You break 1,000 or you're nothing, man. You're nothing. You may be able to rap, but you're nothing.
Break 1,000.
Right. Hashtag break 1,000.
The guy spent much of his life, before going to school, he was working on farms and then going to school. After school, playing sports, being involved in sports.
He could have fucked the farmer's daughter. He could have fucked one of the players'
wives. When I was younger, too, I went from girlfriend to girlfriend, and they weren't long-lived relationships, but, I mean, they were a couple weeks to a couple months. It was one-to-one-to-one, and I was going on, but, like, you still don't tack up numbers like that, man. Right. 1,000, you got to have, like, 3 people a night for, like, multiple years.
And that's what I wanted for you, Nick. That's what I wanted for you.
Someday. I'll get back on the saddle and really, really go after it. But
I imagine.
Man, that wears you out, man. That wears you out. You only got so much juice in this life. You only got so much juice.
Come on, stop it. Read your own book. Fucking inspire yourself. Break 1,000. God damn it. I imagine a muscular hummingbird just going flower to flower and pollinating the shit out of him. That's what I wanted for my Nick Hawk.
God damn.
Go to the Nick Hawk on Twitter and check it out.
I know. I'm sorry to let everybody down. I'm gonna rethink my life and choices.
You know what's fucking
no,
sad?
You don't have to do that.
Maybe the next interview.
Wait, you know what's sad, though, Nick? I'm only a 10. And I thought that was huge numbers for a guy that looks like me.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a 10.
Well, if you had more money.
10.
Maybe.
10, that's it. I
look. 10,000?
No, yeah, 10,000. If you count the ones that were, you know, in the morgue
mind.
And the chloroformed girls totally.
You're at 10,000. You would have had to sleep with like 4 people during this interview.
Yeah, I did. Right now, I have girls servicing me underneath the console, so it's very nice. We'll stick to your story that you haven't broke a grand. I say you should go for the. Are you closer to a grand than you like?
I'm not even that close to it. I'm not even that close.
I figure by the end of the year, Nick, you could just come on. We got the month of December here. Come on, let's just make shit happen. Jesus, You got $1 million dick. Let's make shit happen.
Now, how's he going to promote the book?
If he can promote the book. He can read the book and fuck that chapter by chapter.
What are those poetry reading type things?
Yes.
There's theatrics along with it.
I'm telling you, a lot of people would show up to Barnes & Noble if they knew that he was fucking them. I swear to God. Let's make that shit happen. Let's get on the PR train wagon. All right, Nick, plug this shit out of everything you want. Go ahead. Anything you want, plug.
You Google my name, Nick Hawk, on the top website, nickhawkexplicit.com. I got music videos, updates, a bunch of interviews I've done up there. All my social media is the Nick Hawk. Instagram and Twitter are the big ones that I post a lot on. And, yeah, make sure you check out the music video to Wrecking Ball. I'm really happy with what I did with it, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it as well.
I'm telling you, you should.
Hard work paying off. Lots of hard work paying off. And my book is at my website as well. Obviously, Kindle version is on Amazon. You can get a hardcover at my website, though.
Work on the rap game. I'm telling you, work on the rap game. You got a good thing there. And maybe one of them rap girls will touch your penis, and you'll make it to at least 900.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's hope for a rap girl.
Let's hope for a rap girl. A nice big booty rap girl to accompany Sir Nicholas Hawk and his rap game. That's what I think should happen.
Billy, I was trying to get Lil' Kim on a track for a minute. I knew a friend of a friend or something, but I didn't hear back. I'll work on that.
Work on that, right? Work on. I don't even know if that's her face anymore. Did you see Lil' Kim?
I haven't seen Lil' Kim.
She looks like she opened the Ark of the Covenant. It's bad. She doesn't look anything like her. She still has the rap skills, though. So Nick might be able to fucking, you know, cultivate that.
I don't know. What's up with that? Plastic surgery?
She either opened the Ark of the Covenant or she got plastic surgery. So I don't know what exactly that is. So what was that, Joe?
I said she was scolded.
She might have been scolded by somebody. Yeah. The Nick Hawk on Twitter. Check out his book. Check out his rapping and his singing and his brand new video.
Yeah.
When he covered Wrecking Ball, he loves it. You'll love it. It's what he does.
Is the video on YouTube?
The video is on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and watch the video. I did today.
Okay.
That's how I know he's a good rapper. I watched it
today. My man.
I'm telling you.
Appreciate it.
I'm telling you right now. Look, and I'm not fucking kissing your ass just because you're on the show right now. Because if you sucked, I tell you, you suck. Wow. Telling you, the rap game, though, he's got on lock. He did it. You know, he does it well. He does it. And it's actually, you expect it. When you hear the song, okay, when you hear the fucking song, the way the song kind of flows into it, you expect a rap to come out, but then you're expecting, no offense, I'm not trying to be a dick. You're expecting, oh, this guy's going to fucking try to rap. Like you expect.
I'm well aware what people expect of me. My show is a comedy, man, and they kind of cracked on my rapping a lot. But, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, I said, I think it works, and I'm glad that, you know, you and other people are feeling that too.
Yeah.
That it flows well.
Absolutely. Definitely. The Nick Hawk on Twitter. Check out everything that he's got. The guy is busting his ass. Remember, through hard work, anything is possible. Uh-huh. And both me and Nick will break 1,000 one day. No, that's what we're going to do.
You'll never do that.
Maybe combined.
Yes, I'll be the extra 10 that pushes you over the limit.
There you go.
You see?
Nick will do 98.
Yes. With this, all things are possible, Nick. All things.
Okay.
You get to 500, I think we'll hit that mark.
Sweet. I'll try my best. Does my hand count, or is it only women?
Oh, that's 1,000 for sure.
We'll count one for that, but not every time.
Ah, damn it. On Twitter, Nick, thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Yes.
Great to talk to you guys again. Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely, man. Anytime you want to come back, you're welcome, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Later, brother.
Peace, guys.
Bye. The Nick Hawk. Come on, people. Yeah. Random voice. Billy ran out of the room.
Oh, yeah, where'd Billy go?
He had to go do something, so we're staying on the air. We're not going to commercial yet.
Okay.
Because I can't go to commercial.
Well, huh.
I can't do nothing without my Billy.
I know.
I can't do it.
He runs the control.
He runs the board.
Here he comes.
No, there he is. He's back. Wait a minute, but he's on the phone. Let him do what he's doing.
Yeah, it's okay.
You sure you're okay? You good, honey? All right, so wait, you're not potted, so don't push anything yet.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we'll do. Billy will take an important phone call. We'll take a break. We'll go do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these words. Come on, baby.
Ham Radio.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, the Goom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
Yeah! Dallas Novelty! Come on, people, let's talk about it. Dallas Novelty. Sex is for everybody. And you should know that. All right? They won the they're a 2018 AVN Awards nominee already. X-Biz Award nominee as well. Come on. Sex and disability, find your naughty side right there at Dallas Novelty. All you have to do is go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. And you can experience it for yourself. Top quality products at low, low prices. Come on. What more do you have to get to? You get all the great stuff right there at DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Come on, people. For this moment, for all my life. Hold on. Hold on for a minute because it's time for the rockin', ooh, the Hollywood rockin' wrap-up. Yes, come on, people.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Charlie Rose is the next in line as eight women come forward with allegations of varying sexual misconduct. One former assistant claims Rose would repeatedly walk around naked in front of her, presenting many wrinkles in her case. David Hasselhoff caught a break in court, getting a reduction in his monthly alimony payments. Let's just say thus far, David has lost Hoff his assets. Get it? Hoff. Nothing? Former Playboy model Kendra Wilkinson was rushed to a hospital for pains that doctors have yet to find the cause of. Most famous for being one of Hugh Hefner's three girlfriends, it made a lot more sense why her Blue Cross card was spelled B-L-E-W. Hollywood continues to mourn the passing of veteran actress and singer Della Reese. Should she be cremated, surviving members will be handed Reese's pieces. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am,
huh?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep?
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes. One just went through the windshield of a parked car. Johnny, this is terrible.
The cars running around pushing each other?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there. Children are searching for their mothers, and, oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Come on.
I honestly thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah, they cut that out of that clip, though. I don't know. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, and, of course, live on hamradioshow.com. How was everybody in the last half hour? Nick was a great guest, too.
Oh, yeah, nice guy.
Fucking great interview. Did great. For more stuff, please go to the archive on hamradioshow.com. And you can, of course, check out all the shows that you have missed. Because you have nothing else to do with your life.
Friday, when you're off from work, instead of doing that Black Friday shopping shit.
Yes.
Sit down and or these shows.
While you're doing the Black Friday shit, put on the Ham Radio Show, take us with you.
Yeah.
And when that way you won't hear the bodies getting crunched and people dying when they don't get their waffle iron for $3.99.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a possibility. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I'm amazed by Bill.
What
was that? Record skip?
Yeah.
For what?
We're going out of the song, so that's how we get out.
This is what happens when we give you too much power.
I know.
You see what happens?
No.
I was looking at Bill Dye put his fucking number in the Facebook Live.
Yeah, was it?
Don't tell anybody.
Dude, don't tell anybody. It's clear as fucking day.
Don't tell anybody. They'll all want to, like, join and watch.
It literally couldn't get much more clearer. Don't put your shit up there.
They'll be looking for the 7:30 spot.
Oh, my God.
What is M&O?
Mobile and office, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had to dial M first.
You do. You dial M.
Dial Joe, M for murder.
John. Dial M for murder.
And O for...
And for...
orgasm.
Okay,
that's his sex line. It's $3.99 a minute. He'll waive the charges for you, though, Joe.
Yeah,
so okay. Get in there. Bill Dye. Matt, Bill Dye would probably do great because he has the announcer's voice.
Yeah.
He would probably do a great, like, sex read.
He should come down one time.
He's always welcome, and he knows that.
He's always welcome.
I hate inviting people that should know that they're fucking ornamented.
Yeah.
They should be a line. If you worked with us ever, ever.
We feel
you're
sorry
allowed
for
to,
you.
You're allowed to do some stuff.
Bill Dye is one of the original members of
he's one of the original cast members of the Ham Radio Show.
That
he's our
correct.
Announcer. He will always be our announcer.
That's right.
And unlike George Takei on the Stern Show, he doesn't touch anyone's dick but his own.
No, I guess not.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Also, speaking of which, of a blast from the past, you remember DJ Platypus who calls the show?
Yes. Right?
I got some stuff in the works, I'm telling you. We're going to be doing a lot more shit in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you that right now. Huge
stuff.
I got to
learn how to hit softballs, huh?
You got to learn how to hit some softballs. It's going to be a huge, huge 2018 for the Ham Radio Show. Yeah. Just from two events that's going to be going on. I can't give you any details other than the fact that they will be in 2018. One of which Joe is going to beg me to fucking go to.
Oh, really?
And then the other one I will be doing.
Am I going to get a lot of stuff?
Let's just say Uncle Eddie. No, you're not stealing free shit.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Eddie is going to be. I can't give out too many details right now. But Uncle Eddie, let's say, will be flying somewhere.
Oh.
And
along with the turkeys.
Yes, I'll be jumping out of a helicopter.
I was flying this afternoon.
Not that way. Not from a Bob Marley joint.
Oh.
I'm talking about I will be flying somewhere in 2018 that a lot of people are going to be incredibly jealous of. That's all I'm going to say. When it was proposed to me.
Hello, Chicago. Hello.
Yes, hello, Chicago. Hello. No, it's not Chicago.
Are you going to tell me about it after the show?
I might.
No.
I don't know, because you have a big fucking mouth.
I promise I won't tell anybody.
You have a big mouth.
I'll just tell Billy.
No, Billy knows about it.
Well, don't Billy.
But Billy knows about
you.
It. Billy knows about it, and I know that Billy could shut the fuck up. That's why I go with Billy.
Billy will tell
Billy's
me.
Like a steel trap.
Joe, pay me $800, I'll spill the beans.
I'll pay you $900.
Just eight? Go for the fucking grand. What are you talking about?
No, don't be greedy. You just got to make it a weird number so then he'll
think greedy?
It's really
good. He's fucking
good.
Stupid and wants to know a little tidbit of information. He'll pay top dollar to hear this shit.
I know for
what do you want, crack?
That's why I said $8,000.
What's people writing? We got stuff going on in the Facebook Live suite. Debbie, LOL, how this isn't the 30s when letters were in the phone. Oh, she's laughing at Joe.
Because
Joe's a fucking tard.
Why would I say?
Because you said that you had to dial M.
Oh, yeah.
Like Klondike 5. You had to fucking dial the number.
Yeah, like my old phone number used to be CO6-1124. And that was like Coney
Call
Island.
It now.
I can imagine what would happen, yeah.
It's going to be some guy named Enzo Annunzio who don't really want to be bothered now.
And my wife's was Nightingale. Her exchange was Nightingale. Everybody had exchanges in those days.
Correct.
Like numbers. Right, what was yours? Do you remember? Did you have
my one? My number's the same. The only one that I ever, like growing up, where it had a word involved was my uncle's. Who had he was in Brooklyn. Maybe it was a Brooklyn thing.
I have a Brooklyn thing.
He had an Ulster something.
Ulster was an exchange, yeah.
Yeah, Ulster was a...
There was Bigelow. There was Espinosa.
Bigelow's... What was the Bigelow? Do the Bigelow one, Joe.
It was BL.
No, the fucking... The line.
Well, what's the line? The line was Bigelow.
Bigelow 666.
Yeah. And there was...
he don't know shit.
And there was Espinosa. There was another Espinosa. I was calling out my wife.
Was there one Riedard?
It wasn't a retard.
Retard?
Retard 65497.
Duh!
Yeah.
Joe's number was duh!
No, I was Coney Island.
By the way, can I also point out, Danny?
It was Cloverdale.
Joe, shut the fuck up when I just said, can I point something out?
I'm on a roll.
Wait, hold on. Okay. There you go. Joe made all these fucking things here.
Right.
And Danny's not here.
Yeah.
So, therefore, we have a full tray. Because I eat maybe three. That's it. And it's a full fucking drink.
Halloween's
drink.
Over, Joe.
Oh, Danny would eat all of them.
I'm not eating any of them. I ate three of them. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Danny, I don't know why you made them if Danny's not here.
Well,
not one of us ordered. But not one of us ordered food.
It's forced
to
happen.
We didn't say,
though.
Hey, Joe, when you're busy, can you stop and go to the old kitchen there and prepare us a snackerino?
He's like Pavlov's dog. Interview. Yeah.
Hit the bell.
Yeah.
Hit the bell. Go get cheese.
Like Billy,
hit the bell. Go get the cheese.
Billy goes, first segment, get the drinks.
Right. Exactly. There's certain things that down, just man. Happen.
Yeah, but Billy,
no matter what.
I don't move.
No, you don't move.
I don't move.
If Danny was here, get the quarter water.
Yep.
You know. Well, I bring that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy's the bitch when it comes to that.
I get this stuff because we all need it.
Yeah.
And you supply
should we talk
it?
About...
And
by the way,
the
passing of Charles Manson.
Charles Manson. Yeah. You know how many people thought Marilyn Manson died?
Because they're morons.
Yeah. And they were going, oh, I enjoyed his music so well.
You know how many people when LeVar Ball fucking didn't thank Trump for freeing his kid from China? That they all went after fucking LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
And LeVar Burton, Geordi. From fucking Star Trek, reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton, Kunta fucking Kinte was treated like shit.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
We had a lot of deaths David Cassidy.
Trying to catch up right now.
The AC/DC guy, Della Reese.
Alexa.
Charlie Manson. Who
Alexa,
else died?
When did Charlie Manson die?
Charles Manson's date of death is Sunday, November 19th, 2017.
Alexa. When did Della Reese die?
Della Reese's date of death is Sunday, November 19th, 2017.
There you go. Oh. And
when did Mel Torme die?
Did he die? Did Mel Torme? The Velvet Fog
died?
Velvet
Fog died a while ago.
Yeah, I thought he died a while ago.
Oh, man, now I got to find this
guy. Wait, Alexa, when did Mel Torme die?
Mel Torme's date of death is Saturday, June 5th, 1999.
99? Okay. Are you thinking David Cassidy? Because I always get
those
confused.
No, that was today.
I always get those confused. David Cassidy as well, dead 67.
Another one with dementia. Two guys that had dementia.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also both had
yeah, but at least I don't have dementia.
Deal. What?
Sure. At least I don't have dementia.
Is it Tuesday?
At least I don't have dementia.
Oh, my name is Thigman.
You got cancer. And
damn,
got,
nothing works right since Windows 95.
You got cancer and you have autism. Yeah. Not autism, Alzheimer's. If you had autism, that wouldn't fucking even make sense in this scenario.
No, it doesn't work at all.
But then, Eddie, where would the joke be? I don't know.
Third base.
Third base. Yeah. And let's see, Joe. Let's see if Joe knows the guy's name.
I know everybody's name.
The guy from AC/DC that passed away. Shut up, Billy.
I have no idea.
I said it twice already.
It doesn't matter. You could say, you could get a billboard and put it up, he wouldn't know the guy's name.
No, I'm not a metal fan. I know.
It's
of
not
him.
Metal.
Yeah, AC/DC.
AC/DC's more than metal. It's more than meets the eye. As
they're
well.
A metal band. They all sound the same. Distorted guitars.
They were a blues band, really.
No.
Yes.
His name is Malcolm Young.
Okay.
Alexa, When did Malcolm Young of AC/DC die?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
Thanks.
Thank you.
AC/DC are an Australian hard rock band formed by guitarist brothers Angus and Malcolm Young in 1973.
Yes.
Did that answer your question?
No, you no. fucking bitch.
Thanks for your feedback.
You impolite bastard.
She's polite. I don't have to be polite.
I wonder if you could be accused of sexually abusing a machine.
If anybody's gonna, we know who will do it in this room.
I tell you.
Alexa, you got a nice pair of tits.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Look down. You got some nice melons. No. Alexa, do you shave your bush?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, so it's a big hairy mound, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a jungle in there.
It's a jungle in there, isn't it?
That's because she masturbates.
Alexa, do you masturbate? Nope, she said fuck off.
That's personal.
Alexa.
Good.
Alexa, what do you do to pleasure yourself?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, if you don't know, she hasn't quite figured it out yet. Finger goes here.
All right, hold on. Wendy the retard, if you want to call the show, 718-577-1389, okay, baby, if you want to call the show.
Do it quick. We're going to go off the air soon.
Yeah, she got time. We got time for a retard.
Okay.
Well, a retarded call. We love her. She can call whenever she wants. It's also Thanksgiving.
All right.
And I don't have Danny breathing down my neck yelling to me.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
The ghost of Danny. Through Billy.
Hey, I want some venison. If he's going to kill something, I want to eat it.
Yay!
Oh, that's a bad statement,
yeah,
Joe.
Remember that when he comes home with a homeless guy.
Oh, shit.
If you're going to kill that, I want a piece. God damn it. What a nice...
Easy.
You know what I was also thinking? How awkward is it going to be for all these fucking sexual misconduct guys? Like for Thanksgiving?
For the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, they can't look at the turkey and say, I'll take a breast.
Yeah.
I'll take a thigh. They can't say it because they're going to get dirty looks from their families.
They can't show up at the
relatives. Can I lick that leg?
And go for the hug.
Yeah.
They can't go for the hug.
That's another thing. You're a hug, I'm a hugger.
Billy,
hold
on for a minute. Joe, shut the fuck up.
No, Billy was
still talking.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Shut the fuck up, Billy.
He was still talking.
The Girl Scouts apparently don't want people like when...
Of color?
No. They don't want young girls hugging.
Homosexuals?
When they get together at the family things.
Why?
Because it'll lead to them thinking that there's obligation that they have to... You know, make physical contact and rewards and stuff like that.
I love physical contact.
Wendy, what are you, retarded? 718-577-1389.
Well, I
know it's a basic question, and we know that she is retarded. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Remember, it gets darker early now, so she can't see in the dumpster.
I'm in the dumpster. I'm making phone call from the dumpster.
I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying.
No, I was making fun of her.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not making fun of her.
Could
I wonder? I wonder if she's going to dumpster dive for Thanksgiving.
I'm curious.
Or is there going to be other food? That's a good, like, it's a retarded Thanksgiving.
I wonder if
she goes, because she eats chicken from the dumpster.
Yeah. Yes.
So what would be the fucking difference if she got some chicken, she went out and she got some chicken, maybe some sides. Maybe she dumpster dove in, like, a Boston market.
Yeah.
She could get some good shit.
Love that stuffing.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, wait a minute, that's not stuffing.
Why is the stuffing moving?
It tastes like asbestos. That's because it is.
When did stuffing become pink?
I think it's poo.
I'd eat my poo. That's okay.
Yeah.
Poo is delicious.
I can tell you, yeah.
Did you know it smells like decomposing animals that were run over on a freeway in here?
There you go. That's Danny's fucking when he killed the homeless guy.
That's right.
But anywho, I don't know if she's going to call in. I just know that she asked seven times for the phone number.
Yes.
So we'll do it. Put it on, Joe. Can you type the phone number or
she's
someone type?
Bill Dye.
Yeah, can you type the phone number in, please? Joe, put it in there for her.
Okay, so it's
because she's gonna copy and paste it. Okay, I know what she's gonna 718-577-1389.
There's no 13 on here.
Where's the 13 button, you fucking moron?
You
fucking goof. What's going on?
I can't find it.
And remember to dial 1 before the area code.
Oh, I put it in wrong.
What'd you do?
I must have spelled it. Actually, I got 5 numbers.
Holy fuck, Joe. Who's more retarded? He wrote 13289.
It's a typo.
Take out the 2.
It's a typo.
Take out the 2.
Well, you can't.
Don't dial the 2, Wendy. Don't listen to Joe.
I have to do it again.
My retard is fucking up my other retard.
I demand satisfaction.
My lovely retard, Wendy the retard. Queen of all retards.
89. Okay.
Has to deal with Joe's retardedness, who can't spell nor type numbers.
Well, no, it's just.
But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah.
This whole place sucks, right, Rodney? You're right.
The 3 is right next to the 2. When I hit the,
the 3 is right next to the 2.
Yeah, you know, if the 2.
You know, the 4 is next to the 3. You didn't push that, though, asshole.
Well, it happened.
Is all I'm saying.
I have fat fingers.
I made a left at Albuquerque and ended up in Papismo Beach.
Oh, I've done that many times.
Yeah.
Debbie's on your ass. Debbie's like, there's an extra number in there, Joe.
I know. I have a fat finger.
I have a fat finger.
But I have corrected it.
My fingers are fat.
Retyped it, and it's the right one. It's
holy fuck.
Actually,
Wendy's never going to call in because she's not going to know.
I actually typed the wrong area code in this.
What'd you do now? Oh, Jesus Christ.
This poor girl's going to be calling all over the
world. He did. He wrote 717. Oh, my God.
I can't believe
why
it.
Are you fucking?
Well, the 7 is next to the 8. We're learning.
Why are you fucking with the queen of all retards?
Very close. Let me try again.
Wendy the retard is trying to call this show. She's a Stern legend. She's a whack pack pioneer.
Oh my God.
And she can't get a regular number to call
five,
the show.
577.
Don't fuck it up.
1380.
Now, wait. Oh, before you send it, read the fucking thing to us. What does it say?
Five,
read it to me and Billy.
1389.
No, read it out loud.
Okay, 718 577. 1389.
All right, now send.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
He'll hit delete now.
Oh, my God.
If they call those other two people.
Bill Dye is fucking crying from all the shit you just pulled.
Well, I can't type good.
I can't type so good.
I'm pretty bad.
It's really horrible that the retarded woman.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Exactly, Gilbert. Yeah, the retarded woman has more fucking brain capacity than my engineer, Joe.
Yeah,
do you understand that, Billy? Am I alone in this thinking that the retarded one is smarter than the regular one?
Well, no, it's just
supposedly.
I don't see
regular one.
My glasses. I need new glasses. I'm going to go to your guy this time.
By the way, Bill Dye's crying. He said, this is classic.
Yeah.
Classic fucking Joe. Vintage Joe, as they would say.
Vintage.
And by the time, can I point this out? By the time she calls the show, we're going to be over the air.
We'll be in Canada.
Because Joe fucked up twice.
Well, not my fault.
It's totally your fault.
Well, no, I my fingers fell off.
Totally fucking your fault.
My finger fell off.
Well, stop sticking it up your ass. Jesus. Now we're all waiting for fucking Wendy to call.
I have arthritis, you know.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
I got a brain fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do.
I know.
I'm scared.
You're scared. Yeah. This is the guy I put my faith in.
How come Danny hasn't called in?
Because Danny don't give a fuck. He's in the woods.
They have no reception up there.
You're kidding. They have no reception up there?
No, not up there.
Wow.
Up there sucks.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we got Wendy on the phone.
Okay.
Wendy!
Sorry you took me so long. I was trying to figure out the number. I called the wrong number twice.
That's only
Wendy.
Because somebody gave you the
Wendy,
wrong number
Wendy,
twice.
Listen, point
I totally understand.
Wait, shut up, Joe. Wendy, first off, my retard, Joe, fucked up your, you know, my Wendy, my retard, my love, fucked up your number because he wrote it wrong twice.
I did, yeah.
Wendy, you're smarter than Joe. You know that, right?
Most people are.
Yes.
Yes. Is Joe an idiot?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Should Joe get kicked in the nuts by us?
Yes.
Yes. Is Joe going to have a shitty Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's
Will
horrible.
You send me a check for $1 million, please?
No, Wendy is not going to give you money.
No, yes.
Wendy does not give people money.
I'm broke right now.
She's broke.
Don't we all?
Wendy, yeah, she's got no cash. Yeah.
Do you have anything to be thankful for, Wendy?
Yes.
On Thanksgiving?
The right phone number.
She's not Joe. That's why she's thankful.
I'm still waiting to get money from Howard.
What were you? How much? What are you supposed to get from Howard?
Long wait, pal.
Shut up, Joe. What are you supposed to get from Howard?
I'm going to see if Howard will let me play a game for some money.
Oh, you're still trying to call Howard just to get on the show and get money?
Yep.
And he said no.
No, I couldn't get through.
Oh, that's not good.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. He won't be back until Monday, I don't think. So take your time. Don't worry about
it. Keep dialing.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. You probably have Stern's number, right? Because Joe didn't send you the wrong number, right?
Well, let's try.
Yes.
Yes, because Joe's a fucking idiot, right?
Yes.
Yes. Joe, you're Joe. You have a retarded person on the phone saying you're a fucking idiot.
Well, you're
you're a fucking moron.
I love you, Wendy. I love you.
I love you too.
No, I love you more.
I love you more.
Wendy, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Gonna scarf me down some turkey.
You're gonna go. You're going to get some turkey.
Yep.
Are you gonna dumpster dive to get turkey, or are you going like somewhere else's house and getting turkey?
Dumpster diving.
You're gonna dumpster dive and get some turkey?
Yep.
For the whole family or just for you?
For the whole family.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't know. Are you
you know my pussycat says hi.
Your pussycat says hi.
I was getting nervous.
Now we're getting some sexual misconduct from Wendy.
Wendy
the retard. Tell your pussy cat I said hi too.
Okay.
He said hi, pussy cat.
What's your pussy cat's name?
Lucky.
Lucky?
Yeah, lucky pussy.
Yep.
Do you have a lucky pussy?
Just like you, Eddie. You're lucky to get pussy.
Yep. Hey, she got pussy. You don't. So go ahead. So what do you get? All right. So you get the turkey from the dumpster. Do you get the sides from the dumpster too?
Yep.
What's your favorite side dish?
Sweet potato.
So you're gonna find some sweet potatoes in the dumpster tomorrow?
Yep.
What dumpster are you checking out?
Winn-Dixie.
The Winn-Dixie one?
Oh, that'll do it.
Yep.
But are they going to be closed tomorrow? Or are they closing early?
No, Winn-Dixie's open 24 hours. That's the big supermarket out there.
Right, but usually some of these stores will take a break on the holidays.
Nah, but maybe then the garbage will be fresher.
Yeah, I would think it'd be out earlier, she may be able to get it in early.
Yeah, Wendy, go out early in the morning and then start dumpster diving because you'll probably be better off and you'll get better crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you can bring it home and heat it up.
Hey, Joe, you need to quit interrupting him. You know, I've been listening, and I've been hearing what a jerk-off you've been.
Yeah, well, if I don't interrupt him, he doesn't get mad. If he doesn't get mad, we don't have a show.
Wendy just called you a jerk-off. Oh, God, I love Wendy to return. Wendy. Bill Dye, a friend of our show, is asking, do you know Medicated Pete?
Yes.
All right. Do you know Medicated Pete, like, personally?
Yeah.
All right. Because he said that you should hang out with Medicated Pete. That's what Bill Dye thinks.
Okay.
Pete doesn't live anywhere near you, though, right?
Nope.
Yeah, he's in Jersey, isn't he?
Yes.
It sucks. Damn it, I'm trying to make a love connection, I think. I'm trying Bill Dye is trying to play matchmaker.
Sure.
But I don't think don't think they're going to be around together, Bill.
The first date can
and
be
Gary,
like...
And Gary the Conqueror's in Oregon.
In Oregon.
He's in an organ?
Yeah. Did you ever see his organ?
How you'd like to see my organ?
Yes.
Is it a big organ?
In the shadow of
yeah.
Ah. Did your pussy ever see an organ?
No.
Ah.
But would it like to?
Would the pussy like to see organ?
Yes.
I think so. I think we have a winner. We have a winner.
Yeah, we do.
There you go. Bill Dyer, by the way, can't stop laughing. He loves you, Wendy.
I love you, too.
There you go. See, you have fans all over. They want to make sure you have a great and happy Thanksgiving. So you're going dumpster diving in the morning. Then you're going to get all the good stuff. And then you're going to be able to have a beautiful banquet for the Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
Right?
And don't forget to take care of that pussy.
Yeah, make sure you go after the show. Can you go make sure that you clean your pussy?
We're going to send those some Bergman cheese.
Yep. That would be a good idea. Make sure you clean your pussy, okay?
Okay.
All right, Wendy, we got to go because we got to get out of here, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Wendy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Stay beautiful, baby. All right?
Okay.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. There you go. She's gone. She's going dumpster diving, Billy.
She's all prepared.
She's got a plan.
Yeah,
she's
she
got
does.
A plan.
I know.
Well, Joe, someone has a plan too, but it's fucking horrible. Whatever that plan is, it doesn't ever work.
I know. Lately, none of the plans I put together work.
No? Still getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that plan works.
That's still going.
Oh, we thought last week it was over. We were taking bets.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I had the.
I won. I said it was still on. So
I had the butler in the dining room with the candelabra.
It's the candlestick, not the candelabra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
If you're going to do a clue joke, get it right.
Okay.
And then also get a clue.
I don't play that
game. Guys, we do have to get the fuck out of here. So why don't we tell everybody that they should have a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We should.
I want to thank Nick Hawk for being on the program today.
He was very good.
Tonight. I don't know how this works. We are on at nights now. I don't know. It fucks up my days.
It's all.
Remember, free speech is never silence. So always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken.
Yeah.
Remember, use your $1 million dick.
Yeehaw.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving, like I said. And to everybody else, I also say this. I say AMF, my friends. Yeah. That's right. And that means adios. Motherfucker! Yeah!
Danny, what are you doing here?
Boom, 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 boom.
Danny!
Get out.
Tell him what to do, motherfucker! Yay!
No.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.